Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, Victory Monday!
Woo!
It is!
So the Browns won?
No. No, it's Victory Monday. I don't care. I don't care about the Browns.
Oh, okay. So they did not win.
They don't even get to be a part of Victory Monday anymore. It's the Guardians. It's all Guardians, baby.
Okay, let's go Guards.
It's all Guardians. I don't care about the Browns. I may never talk about them again.
I should have known. Bill is head to toe in Guards gear right now. I should have known.
It is all about the Guardians. Saturday was amazing. I had so much fun on Saturday. My brother picked me up. We went to a bar. We watched the Guardians game, and it was just classic. You're in this bar with a bunch of strangers, but everybody is a Guardians fan. And the first inning, the game was over in the first inning. It was 5-0 after the first inning.
Wow.
They won the game 7-0. It was tremendous. But just the entire first inning, it's like, yeah! The whole bar going crazy. I loved it. I had so much fun on Saturday.
And that was only game one.
Only game one. I am hoping for, we're all hoping for a deep October run here by the Guardians. So game two is today, 4:08.
Uh-huh.
And so that means people are going to be knocking off work early today. Parents are going to try to get their kids out of school a little bit early to get to the game. All right, you're going to be downtown today.
I am.
Because Alyssa lives downtown. You should somehow be a part of it.
I'm going to. So one of my really good friends, he is coming in. He just came in from Seattle. He's going to the game today. So we're going to go pregame the game at the Wild Eagle for a little bit.
Okay.
And then he's going to head off to the ballpark.
So he's officially from here?
Oh, yeah. He's from here.
Officially. I meant the word I was trying to say was originally, and I said officially. So he's officially from here. Like that's the thing. They stamp you. You are officially a Clevelander.
I mean, he's from like Ashtabula, but okay. It's close enough.
But hardcore Guardians fan, he's flying in from Seattle just to watch the game in person.
Oh yeah, I've been saving. You remember those Guardians hot dog shirts we got a couple months ago?
Mm-hmm.
I've been saving mine for him. So we're gonna meet up. He's gonna get the shirt. He's gonna wear it today. So if you see a dude roaming around in the hot dog Hawaiian shirt. That's probably my friend Ryan. Say hey to him.
Awesome. I don't think that I'm going to be a part of any festivities today. I think Saturday was it. Today I have, I still got to be a dad. Will has a basketball thing. I think I'm just going to do my regular Monday routine. I think I'm going to be working out during the game. I think I'll just pop in the headphones and just listen to the game today.
I was going to say, you have your phone. You can watch it even if you're taking the boys to... basketball or whatever. You could still be that dad looking at his phone, watching a different game than the one in front of him.
Yeah, I think that's what I'll do. And then the weather, very, very fall-like. So we're going to be in the 60s today. 60s pretty much for the week.
I'll take it.
Overnight lows dipping down.
It's into hoodie weather.
The 40s. It absolutely is.
Victory Monday.
Victory Monday. It's Victory Monday. Let's go, Guardians. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be all right.
Jelly Roll, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, thank you for coming back on a Monday morning. Alyssa, over the weekend, traveled down to Oxford, Ohio, Miami of Ohio. That's where Miami of Ohio is. Her little sister goes there.
Mm-hmm.
And she turned 21 last week. So not only Alyssa, but the entire family went down to celebrate over the weekend. Did you guys all carpool? Everybody in one?
No.
In one automobile?
No, there were six of us. So my fiance Bryce and I, we drove separately.
Gotcha.
So we also live like 35 minutes away. So we figured we'll drive down separately, but the rest of the fam came together. And yeah, we were all just celebrating my baby sister. She's the youngest one. I cannot believe that she is 21. She's like 10 years younger than me. So like it feels crazy to believe that like that little girl can legally drink now.
What did you guys do? What was fun?
It was so fun. I had never been down to Miami of Ohio. Aside from the drive being treacherously long and boring. And I just, oh my God, it's like the worst drive.
Yeah.
I think that like going down to Columbus is like the worst drive, but then you have to tack on like an extra hour and a half.
Right. Yeah. Cincinnati's basically in Kentucky.
Yeah.
It's in a different state. It sounds closer.
We don't claim them. We do not claim Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Cincinnati is Kentucky. But no, it was so much fun. I had never been down there. It was like such a cute little college town. I was like, okay.
Why did I think it was a dry college town? Was that the way that it was years and years ago?
I don't know, but that ain't true anymore. Because I got there at 5 o'clock p.m. and my sister had already gone out that day. Like, so this was like her break time, like her break in between. She went out at like 9 or 10 a.m.
Because you can. Because you're 21.
Yeah. They do this thing, though, at like a lot of the bars that it's called like beat the clock or stop the clock, or basically it's like it's a day drinking thing, though. The bar was packed at like 4:30 p.m.
Yeah. College town.
It was absolutely slammed.
Well, also, well, I don't know what baseball team they root for down there, but
guards. Everybody was wearing guard stuff.
Okay. Well, yeah. That explains it.
That definitely does explain it a little bit. And it was one of the fraternities had a dad's weekend. So we had a lot of dads roaming around.
Oh, it was perfect.
Which was great. But no, it was wonderful. I got to drink my cheap beer without a single person judging me.
What do you mean cheap beer?
I'm a light beer kind of person. If you ask me what kind of beer I want, it's probably a crappy domestic.
Like a Miller Lite? Like a Coors Light?
I go Coors.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I go with a Coors Light. I like a good Coors Light. I'll go with a High Life every now and then if I'm feeling fancy.
I don't think you have to apologize for that.
A PBR? That's the stuff right there. That's the good stuff, the PBR.
Well, I'm happy that the family got together and everybody had a good time.
Oh, yeah. It was so much fun. My other little sister and my stepmom made a cake with Barbies on it. One of them, like, throwing up into, like, a toilet, like, on the cake. It was so funny. No, it was really, really funny. It was supposed to be my little sister and her roommates, and somebody was, like, holding the hair back, and it was great.
Well, I hope that didn't happen at the end of the night.
No, it didn't. It didn't. Everybody was good, other than baby sister at one point being so drunk that she woke up out of a slumber and just screamed, "I want canes!" And then, like, went back to bed.
Anybody go get her some canes?
Absolutely not. We were like, go to bed. Go to bed!
All right, what kind of week will this be?
We're in for a doozy, Bill.
Alyssa aligns your week logically. Next, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa aligns your week astrologically using the stars. Unfortunately, she is unable to do sports predictions.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't see much of that in the stars.
So don't use any of this information to place a bet on the Guardians today.
No.
What do you have for us this week, Alyssa?
Boy, oh boy. So it's a bit of a doozy. So you might have noticed, I don't know, Bill, have you noticed like friction in any of your relationships in the past week?
No, actually, I mean, are you talking about my immediate relationships?
Just any.
I feel like my wife and my kids are getting along right now better than we ever have.
Okay, well, maybe this doesn't apply to Bill.
Outside of that, we'll see. I mean, we do have a meeting with the boss today. It could go horribly wrong.
Who knows? Yeah, who knows? But if you are noticing some friction in your relationships this past week, we did have an eclipse, so you can go ahead and blame that. But I am going to hold your hand when I say this. We're not done yet. we're not done with the friction. Based on the locations of the planets this week, your relationships may be a little bit tested. But it is important to realize that this friction that you might be feeling from somebody in your life could be a result of them projecting. And right when I saw that, and I saw that, like, you might have to stand up to someone and speak your mind, I was like, oh, the election is coming. This feels very on point. But now we're getting into the good stuff of that. That this conflict that you might be feeling with somebody in your life, don't look at it completely as a conflict. Look at it as an opportunity to work through something together. And you honestly might come out on the other side of it together, stronger. You might be able to solve some problems together, get to the bottom of some things. My cardinal signs, Libra, Aries, Capricorn, Cancer. You got to be a little bit extra brave this week. And you're going to be working through some problems in some sort of relationship. And like Bill said, it doesn't have to be romantic. Doesn't even have to be family. It could be friendship, platonic, work, or otherwise. But here's something a little exciting. Mercury goes, or not Mercury, Jupiter goes into retrograde on Wednesday, which doesn't sound good because Mercury in retrograde is not good, but Jupiter being in it.
Jupiter's good?
Jupiter is no problem. That means that we're going to have a very lucky, chaotic end to the week, which I don't know about you, but I sure as heck am because I'm getting married in Vegas on Friday.
Oh my gosh.
So that feels, again, very, very right. This is why I believe in astrology.
Now, did you pick this date because you knew that Jupiter would be in retrograde?
No. No, we picked this date because there was nothing else happening in Vegas, so the hotel prices would be low.
The flights were cheap.
Yeah, that's how we picked the date.
All right, Alyssa aligns your week every Monday on the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being here this morning.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Let's go to North Royalton. We're going to talk to Natasha and hopefully get a good vibe. Natasha, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well this morning. What has you in a good mood?
So, this morning I just went and, you know, got my tea, going to work, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to get a scratch off. And I got in the car and I'm like, oh, this is a waste of money. Why did I even bother? But I won $50.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big money over here.
I know. Call me Kardashian.
Did you already claim it?
Yeah. I went right back in and yeah. I was like, boom.
Okay. So what are you going to spend the extra cash on?
I mean, honestly, probably gas or something. But
yeah.
I mean, I have it. So I'm so excited. Or you know what? Forget it. No, I'm going to go out and buy myself something. What should I get? Shoes?
Yes.
Is 50 bucks enough for these things? Is it enough for gas or shoes?
Yeah.
To me, these days, 100 bucks is what 10 bucks used to be to me when I was in my 20s.
Oh, absolutely.
And it makes me so sad.
But I'm a simple girl. I could go to the dollar store and come out smiling ear to ear. So
yeah.
Yeah, that's 50 things. Exactly.
Yeah, that's I don't know. They did raise the prices to $1.25. But yeah, that's all a technicality. Still, you could get a lot of stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm inspired that you played the lottery, Natasha. My wife loves to play the lottery. She says, we should just play every day. She's like, why don't we just play every day? Like, so what? Just a couple bucks a day, and eventually we're going to get something.
Yeah, you got to be in it to win it.
Yes, exactly. If you don't play, you don't win. But I'm always like, we're just wasting money. The odds are so against us.
That's how I am, too.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. But I always get really excited for people when they do win money.
Like Natasha.
Yeah.
50 bucks. Thank you, Natasha. Enjoy your money. Splurge.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a way to start off. Good vibes on a Monday with a 50 spot. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Been reading books of old. And it hurts for me to think. Without you.
Q104, good morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. There's so much to be excited about this week.
So many things going on.
Yeah, should we list them? Should we list all the things we're excited about this week?
Sure, let's hear them.
Guardians Game 2 today, Progressive Field.
Let's go, Guards.
That's it for me. That's all I'm excited about.
That's it?
Yeah, I'm very short-sighted. I'm only looking at today. No, let's get into this because this is Alyssa's wedding week.
I'm still, like, in denial. I still, like, don't believe that this is happening on Friday. I'm getting married on Friday.
So, programming note. Yeah, you're jumping on a plane, like, as soon as the show is over on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
So, I'll be all by myself on Friday, which is fine. It's your wedding day. You asked for it off.
I'm sorry.
You asked for it well in advance.
You can call me, phone me into the show.
No, I'm not going to do that. There's a time difference in Las Vegas. I'm not going to call you on Friday morning.
I can wake up. I might still be awake. You never know.
How much do you still have to do between now and before you jump on the plane? Is everything set? Are you just getting on the plane now and going to get married?
Here's my issue is that I think that that's all I have left to do. But I know that like tomorrow night or like Wednesday, I'm going to be like, oh my God, I forgot to do this thing. Mm. Then I'm going to have to run around like crazy. But I'm pretty sure that I've done everything. I think I have everything. I don't have any last minute shopping to do that I know of. So yeah, really all that's left to do is get on a plane. We got to go pick up our marriage license when we get there.
Right.
And then get hitched.
Are you a checklist person?
I am. I'm a make a list in my phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at that every day and you're just erasing it off your phone once you cross it off your list.
Exactly.
Once you accomplish it.
Exactly. So I think everything is good to go.
And you're feeling anxious. You're feeling excited. How are you feeling?
I'm excited, but I did have a moment last week where I said to my fiance, Bryce, I was like, it just hit me that you might say no at the altar. Are you going to say no? And then he was like, oh my God, no. And I was like, okay, I just want to make sure. Cause then like, we shouldn't go to Vegas. Like we could just like skip it. Like I just wanted to see.
Has that ever happened? Has anyone ever said no at the altar after you go through all of that?
I think I've watched too many movies.
I don't know. That's a bad movie, I think. If someone says no at the altar, that might be a bad movie.
We go all the way to Vegas and he's like, you know what? Actually, I think I've changed my mind. Like,
yeah,
so
he'll let you know. He probably just won't get on the plane.
Okay, that's a whole other issue. Now I have a whole other anxiety to worry about.
Why go all the way to Vegas to say no? Just say no before.
Yeah, just say no in Cleveland. Come on, let's keep it simple. But no, I'm excited. I'm really excited. It'll be fun. I haven't been to Vegas in a while. I'm excited to get myself a Fat Tuesday.
After the show today, Alyssa and I are going to sit down. We are going to record a much longer Alyssa's Getting Married wedding preview podcast, which we will drop tomorrow morning.
Can't read, can't write. That's our latest podcast.
Right.
Where we dig into stories that we don't have time to get into on the air.
Right. Exactly. So that'll drop tomorrow morning. It's not there now. It'll drop tomorrow. The Q Morning Show on Demand is our podcast page. And we are the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. It's Q104. Good morning.
You were right there all along.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, let's get to hash it out and find out what Tyler and Olivia are disagreeing about. They are not married. They're dating, boyfriend and girlfriend. And they've been together for about 2 years. Is that right, Tyler, about 2 years?
Yeah. Hey, guys. That's right.
Okay. So what's going on between you and Olivia, who, by the way, Olivia is here. She'll be able to respond in a second. But Tyler, you go first. What's going on?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So, okay. Halloween's coming up, and we're trying to decide what we're going to be. And, I mean, you know, long story short, Olivia has her heart set on us being Beetlejuice and Lydia Deetz. And I really don't want to go as that at all.
Why don't you want to do that? I feel like that would be such a fun costume.
Well, for starters, I mean, I've never seen Beetlejuice, the new movie or the old one. And so, I mean, obviously it wouldn't be my first pick, but I mean, the part that really gets me here is that she wants us to go like full out, you know, all the makeup and honestly, I do not want to be caked in makeup all night long.
Tyler, let me ask you this. Do you have an issue with dressing up in costume on Halloween? Like, do you think you're too old for this? Or is it just the costume in question here, the Beetlejuice couple's costume?
No, look, hey, I have no problem with dressing up at all. It's just this costume, I mean.
Okay.
Okay, that's valid. I can understand that.
Let's bring in Olivia. Maybe Olivia can sway us on this one. Is your heart broke that Tyler doesn't want to be Beetlejuice for Halloween?
Yes, I'm actually really upset. We've been having this conversation, and I just... The thing is, I dressed up as some dude from Top Gun last year, and I had never seen those movies, but I did it because he wanted me to. So now he won't dress up as what I want him to. It's not fair.
Okay, look, I mean, Top Gun is such an easy costume, babe. I mean, it's literally just a jumpsuit and sunglasses, you know, and then you want to do this whole production with makeup and colored hairspray for Beetlejuice, you know, just to go to our friend's Halloween party? Like, come on.
Quick sidebar, is Top Gun really an easy costume? Like, who has just... an extra jumpsuit laying around?
I mean, you don't have one laying around, but you can literally go to the store and get the jumpsuit, and that's your whole costume. You don't have to get anything else.
Like, I'm sorry, I just want to have a good costume this year. And it'll be, like, cute and not just, like, a boring, oh, look, we're wearing aviators. Like, we'll have cool hair and stuff and cool faces.
How is that boring? I mean, we looked great. And I told you a million times before Halloween last year that we should watch Top Gun because, I mean, I know you'd love it.
Exactly. I've been telling you the same thing about Beetlejuice. There's two of them, and you haven't seen either. Bottom line is, like, you picked last year, I picked this year.
Or we're done. I'm breaking up with you.
Could you imagine if this is the reason they break up?
No, I don't want to break them up at all. 216-474-0104. I want to come up with a compromise. What is the compromise here? Olivia wants to have a Beetlejuice couples costume for Halloween this year. Last year, Tyler picked the couples costume. It was Top Gun. But Tyler is against the Beetlejuice choice. So what do they do? Does he just suck it up and go along with it? Can anyone suggest an alternative costume, perhaps? 216-474-0104. Let's hash it out next on the Q Morning Show.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it that sweet? I guess so.
Sabrina Carpenter, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa hash it out this morning. Tyler, Olivia, they are dating. They've been a couple for about 2 years now. So this would be their second Halloween. Last year, Tyler got to pick the couple's Halloween costume. It was Top Gun, so Olivia put on a jumpsuit. And
she'd never even seen the movies, but yeah. She was like, you know what? This is what you want. I'll go with it.
She got some aviator glasses. Mm-hmm. She was a good sport about it. This year, it would mean a lot to Olivia if they could go as a Beetlejuice couple. And I'm not going to pretend I know what I'm talking about. I haven't seen the movies, but it's Beetlejuice. What is he, a clown?
I don't really know what Beetlejuice is. But, like, I get what she's saying. Like, she wants to go, like, a little more above and beyond this Halloween. Last year, they just put on a jumpsuit and some sunglasses. This year, she wants, like, the fun costumes, the fun makeup, the hairspray, like, all that good stuff.
And Tyler's looking at it like, I don't want to go through this. I don't know who Beetlejuice is.
And they're just going to their friend's Halloween party, like at a house. And he's like, that's too much to do just to go to our friend's house.
Ashley and Amherst, what do you think about all this?
Hi, yeah, I think he should compromise. She got to pick last year. He got to pick last year. She can pick this year. It's one night. It's not going to kill him. Relationships are about compromise. I've never seen the movie either, but if my boyfriend wanted to do it, I would be a good sport and just do it.
Thank you, Ashley. Speaking of compromises, Nicole in Medina, I think, has a good compromise. Hey, Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your idea for this couple?
So I kind of got it from my own Halloween costume this year, but it seems like it's not the costume that's the biggest issue for him. It's all the makeup that he's wearing. So if they just swap and Olivia is Beetlejuice and then he dresses up like Lydia, it's kind of like a cute, funny twist on it.
I love that.
That's a really good idea.
That's a really good idea, because then that means that Olivia still gets to do the makeup, the fun hairspray. And I've seen like some really, really cute versions of girl Beetlejuice. So that could be perfect. And then he just has to put on like some red and mess up his hair and he's Lydia.
Nicole, right. I really hope they use your idea. That's a really good compromise right there.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic compromise.
Thank you for calling in this morning. And I'm also with Ashley. I think Tyler has to suck it up somehow. Like I've done this in the past.
Some way, shape, or form, they've got to go as Beetlejuice. It's just like depending on like who's going to be Beetlejuice, who's going to have all the makeup. I do like that compromise, though. Just switch it up.
A couple years ago, I was in a family group costume for Back to the Future. That was the theme. And like, how many members of my family? There were seven of us.
Did you go as Doc?
No, my brother was Doc.
Oh, okay.
So all of the good ones were taken.
Oh, no.
So I had to go with Mr. Strickland, the principal at the high school.
What?
I had to shave my head.
Oh, wow. That's dedication. You shaved your head?
I did.
Wow. For a Halloween costume.
Yes. And I did it because I wanted to show support for the family. And we ended up winning best group costume in the contest thing we were in.
See, look at that. So, it paid off.
It's all because you just have to do that sometimes.
Sorry, Charlie. Sorry, Tyler, I guess I should say. Looks like you're going to suck it up this year.
Thank you for all the calls this morning on Hash It Out. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way. Alyssa hasn't lost in 2 weeks. We're going to try to change that. Coming up.
Why you always in the mood? Messing around like I'm brand new.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Danny in Bay Village, good morning.
Morning.
So Alyssa hasn't lost in a while. It's been 2 weeks. Let's see if we can change that today, okay?
All right.
It's a three-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready?
Yep.
Question number one. What is it called when a batter hits the ball and reaches third base without being put out?
Foul ball? I don't know.
Question two. Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones teamed up for the first time in 1997 to become?
Men in Black.
And question three. The American Music Awards were last night. Music legend Gladys Knight was there to perform one of her hit songs, Midnight Train to
Georgia.
Hey, 2 for 3, Danny. 2 for 3 today.
Nice.
Let's bring Alyssa into the studio right now. Alyssa, will you please report to the studio? So with game 2 of the Guardians game being tonight, I was joking around with Alyssa. I was saying, I'm going to make all the questions today about baseball, and she freaked out on me. She's like, no, don't do that. Don't make them about baseball.
Did you make all the questions about baseball?
They're not all about baseball. One of them is.
That doesn't make me feel good.
One of them is. We're starting off with question number one, which is a baseball question. By the way, say hi to Danny in Bay Village.
Oh, hi, Danny.
Hi, Alyssa.
She went 2 for 3 today.
Okay.
So you need 2 to tie.
Okay.
3 to win. Here we go. Question one. What is it called when a batter hits the ball and reaches third base without being put out?
I don't know.
That's called a triple.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You had no idea?
Legit, I had no clue.
All right.
So I got to get these next two.
Let's go guards. Question two. Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones teamed up for the first time in 1997 to become...
Men in Black.
So it's 2-1 with Danny in the lead. You've got to get this question to tie.
Pressure's on.
If you do not get this question, Danny wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Okay, hit me.
The American Music Awards were last night. Music legend Gladys Knight was there to perform one of her hit songs, Midnight Train, to...
Nowhere?
Oh, my God.
No!
Nowhere is it correct. It's the Midnight Train to Georgia.
Oh.
Danny wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge, and she breaks the streak.
Woohoo.
That's all we're going to get from Danielle is woohoo.
I'm very excited.
Danny, you have fabulous prizes. You have an official Bill and Alyssa's College of Knowledge diploma and your own pennant to hang up proudly in your trophy room.
Awesome.
Today's questions felt like a personal attack on me, but that's fine. That's fine. I'm happy for you, Danny.
I don't see how you're saying that at all.
My name is Danny, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. This could potentially be a very expensive week for you. Because we talked about Target Circle Days are this week.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week.
That started what, yesterday?
Yes, and that goes until the 12th.
Okay.
But now I'm seeing that everybody has some sort of a pre-holiday sales event going on this week. Kohl's has 3 days of deals.
Oh, wow.
Starting today through Wednesday.
Okay.
Let me just peruse that quickly to see if there's anything. You can get discounts and daily deals on toys, tech, kitchen appliances, decor, shoes, clothing, baby items. Kohl's Rewards Loyalty Program members get $10 off every $50 spent on home products.
Wow.
And the deals go on. So that's Kohl's. And then Walmart has holiday deals.
Oh, come on.
Starting tomorrow, running through the 13th, and Amazon Prime is having their big deal day sale.
Again?
Tomorrow and Wednesday.
Didn't we just have Prime Day?
Yeah, so we had Prime Day, but now we have big deal days.
Oh, okay, different.
So big deal days, Amazon Prime, what is that? You have to, of course, you have to be a member of Amazon Prime. We're supposed to be members of Amazon Prime. This might be the last time that we could participate in
this. Yeah, this might be your last hurrah. Paula, Bill's wife, went ahead and canceled Amazon, but it's active through
February of next year. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she's going to actually do that.
I have a feeling that you're going to get about a week or two into not having Amazon Prime, and you're going to have it again. There's no way that she's going to last that long.
Look at Walmart holiday deals. So starting at noon tomorrow, shoppers can save $300 on a refrigerator.
What?
$100 off on a gaming laptop and deals from toys to home decor to apparel.
Isn't this like what Black Friday is for?
Yeah, I don't think Black Friday is a thing anymore. Do you?
I mean, I don't know.
It is. It's there. But everybody always offers their online deals like weeks in advance.
Yeah. I mean, probably for the best because it makes it so there's not like a frenzy in stores. But I think probably more so than like actually going to stores now for Black Friday. It's Black Friday online deals.
Yeah.
And Cyber Monday.
I think Black Friday, that like getting up at 5 a.m. to go to stores, like brick and mortar stores to go get deals. I think that's an antiquated thing. I don't really think that happens anymore.
I still like to do it, but I don't buy anything.
When was the last time you've done that?
Last year.
You went out on Black Friday?
Yeah.
Living in San Diego?
Yeah, I love Glow. I like to just people watch. Like, I like to just be a part of it. I get really bad FOMO if I miss out on things.
So what time would you set your alarm for?
Usually I'd just stay up. I would just stay up.
You would stay up all night long?
Yeah.
And then go to the mall at 6 in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Well, I guess I know what day I'm working this year. I'm working the day after Thanksgiving. You're going to be out shopping.
No, I'll still be here. I could be here. I'll still be up.
Swift, the Q Morning Show, Q 104. It's Bill and Alyssa. So this past Saturday morning, I was at Wade Oval for the 2024 Out of the Darkness Suicide Walk, which is a wonderful event for those affected by suicide.
How was it?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was. The stories that you hear from people, it's very humbling to be a part of it. And I was there for the second year, and I was very honored to be asked to be there 2 years in a row. But I remember last year when I was there, I had met one of the volunteers, and we were kind of standing next to each other near the snack table.
Oh, of course.
He was working the snack table, and I was just looking for a place to hang out. And so we got into a conversation, and his name is Luke. And we just talked. We found out that we had some things in common. He lives in Rocky River. I live in Rocky River. And so we hit it off. But that was 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And after that, I had not seen him for 365 days. But then I saw him again on Saturday. And we walked past each other, and he recognized my face. I recognized his. I didn't remember his name, but we reintroduced ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And we got to talking again.
Okay.
And he reminded me of all the things that I remember from the year before. He lives in Rocky River. And I found out exactly where he lives. He lives right up the street from me.
Oh, so you guys are practically neighbors.
We really are.
Oh, wow.
And he is married, and he has a baby now, a 9-month-old baby.
Oh.
And he's from the Detroit area, so he's wearing a Tigers hat on Saturday, and so he was excited about the Tigers-Guardians game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's telling me about the new baby and what it's been like, and of course, I've been through that twice. And, you know, he was telling me that all of his family still lives in Michigan. And so he and his wife are here, and it's very difficult.
Yeah, that's hard.
And I know exactly, because Paul and I were in Arizona. We had no family around us, and we had two kids. So I know how difficult that can be. I just found out that we had a lot in common. And so it's the end of the event, and I didn't see him again. So I only know his first name. And as I'm leaving the event, I'm thinking, you know what would be cool? Because we live so close, and my brother and I were going to go to a bar to watch the Guardians game.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if I got in touch with him somehow and invited him to go watch the game with us?
Oh, that'd be so perfect, because you said that he was from Detroit.
Yeah.
So you know he's going to be watching, too.
But then I'm like, I don't know his last name. I don't know how to get in touch with him.
Uh-huh.
But he did mention to me where he works, okay? So I know exactly where he works. And so what I did was I Googled his first name. This is getting stalkerish, isn't it?
Yeah, this is getting weird now, Bill.
I Googled his first name and the name of where he works.
Okay.
And he's right there. He's right on their website. And I'm like, that's him. That's his face. So now I know his first and last name. Okay?
Okay.
So I go to Instagram to see if I can friend request him on Instagram. Guess what? He already follows me on Instagram.
Oh, and you hadn't followed him?
Well, I did on Saturday after I found him.
Okay, got it.
So I followed him on Instagram. However, as of this morning, it's still being requested. Or my request
pending.
Is still pending. Mm-hmm. So he has not seen that yet.
Okay.
So I still have no way to message him. And so what I want to know, would it be weird? Because I know where he works. Would it be weird if I call him at work?
Yes.
That would be weird?
I can't even believe you're asking me this question. You basically just did what every girl does when we meet somebody on a dating app.
Uh-huh.
We Google them. We find their LinkedIn. We find their place of work. We know everything about, like, you just had that experience with this guy that you met at a walk on Saturday. And now you want to call him at work.
You think that would scare him off?
Yes.
If I call him? All right.
Would it scare you off if somebody called you on the studio line?
I don't know. It's different for me. We have strangers messaging us and calling the show all the time.
That is true.
So for me, it's like, it's normal.
Commonplace. It's normal for you. But I can tell you, like, he doesn't do radio, right?
No, he doesn't do radio.
He works in an office.
Correct.
Yeah, so that would be weird if we called him up. But I am kind of curious. Like, now I kind of do want you to do it. But I don't know if that would make it so that you guys are friends. You might actually scare him.
Does anybody disagree with Alyssa? Should I just call this guy at work?
Bill wants to make a new friend.
216-474-0104. But I don't want to come on too strong.
Calls and is like, what'd you have for lunch today?
I don't want to look desperate. Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. So I'm reading through the text here at 216-474-0104. They look divided.
It's so divided, which is shocking to me. I can't even believe we're actually getting quite a few texts of saying that it's totally not weird for you to call him at work.
And why are people divided? Because I have a potential friend that I'm trying to make that I've seen him twice now, but I saw him 2 years ago and then I saw him Saturday. And I realized that I have a lot in common with him. He lives right up the street from me.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Detroit. He just had a baby. And he and his wife, I don't think they have a lot of friends in the neighborhood and family. So I wanted to reach out to him.
To invite him to go watch the ball game on Saturday. Since he's from Detroit, we know he's going to be watching, cheering on the, what is it, Tigers?
Yeah.
Lions?
He's a Detroit fan. Which I'm fine with. I can be friends with a Detroit fan. It's fine. I have no problem with that. But a friend requested it on my Instagram, and it's still pending.
Uh-huh.
So he hasn't seen it yet.
So we're trying to figure out how to get Bill in touch with this man. And the only thing that we can really think of is that Bill found his work phone number online.
Is it weird if I call him at work and just ask
I said
for
yes.
Him?
I said that that's weird.
You think that's weird?
I think it's weird.
Brian, who coincidentally lives in Rocky River, where I do. Brian, what do you think? Is this weird?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's weird because if you walked into, like, I have a business, you walked in and we met a couple times, you walked in my business and said, hey, what's up? I think it would be completely fine because you know where I work and see me. But if you actually called and I worked in an office and said, hey, well, what's going on? And, you know, I met you. I think it'd be weird. Phone calls at work.
What would you do if you got that phone call, Brian? What would you do?
I'd be nice and you know, talk to you and probably, you know, probably meet out. But I would definitely, after hang up, tell a couple friends and see if they think it's weird and see if it's safe to go.
Hey, Brian, what would happen if I walk into your business today and be like, hey, Brian?
We both live in River.
It's Bill. You called my show today.
As of right now, we'd be watching the game tonight.
There you go. See, okay, so honestly, like, even if he does think it's weird, though, it might still get him out of the house. And then you just need to prove that you're not a weirdo.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of... Brian is putting doubt, more doubt, inside me right now. So
what do you mean? He just said he would go.
Well, I know, but Brian broke the ice by calling into the show. If
right.
I just call this other guy, just call his work, out of the blue, I don't want to scare him off. I think that I should just wait to let things happen organically.
So you're going to wait another 365 days until you see this man again?
No, if it's meant to be, the universe will put us into contact again. If it's meant to be.
Okay.
You and I both believe in the universe. You know
that. We do. We do. And Cleveland, you know, as big as it is, it's a small town. It's a small world. I run into people all the time. So you never know.
We have good vibes coming up at 8:55. Also, in town in a few weeks, Simone Biles, some Olympic greatness, is coming to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. We have a chance for you to win tickets with a Q keyword coming up after 9 this morning.
It's Bill and Alyssa.
I make breakfast with them.
I make coffee with them. I drive to work with them.
I wake up with them every morning.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 8:55 on Q104.
Angelo has us on this morning in University Heights. Angelo, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Tell us some good vibes.
So my wife is coming home tonight around dinner after a 5-day girls trip. So I've been solo parenting a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old for 5 days, including taking them everywhere they need to go on the weekend and getting up way much earlier than I usually do to get them to school on time. I'm exhausted, but I know that it's all going to be over soon because she's coming back tonight, baby.
Where did your wife go for 5 days?
She went to the mountains of Georgia. They got like a cabin. One of her friend's family had it or something like that. So yeah. That's where they went.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
When your wife came to you, however long ago it was, and said, Angelo, so Me and the girls are going away for 5 days in the mountains of Georgia. How did you respond to that?
I said yes, because we try to do that for each other. We know it's hard for the other person, but you're like, you got to take care of yourself a little bit as a parent. You can't just parent all the time. And I'm going to Colorado next month, so I was okay with it.
Oh, yeah. You've got your own thing planned. Yeah. You got no room to talk.
And you should go for 7 days.
Hey, now.
I don't know about that. I don't think that's going to fly.
Thanks, Angelo, for the good vibes. Glad your better half is coming home to give you some relief.
Yeah, me too. She's my better three quarters.
216-474-0104. We are the home of good vibes. We love it when you share with us. 216-474-0104. It's Q104.
You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my name.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.